This is a Seejacent podcast, and my name is Helena Bliegen Østergaard. I'm a medical doctor and PhD student from the Department of Internal Vascular Medicine at the University Medical Center Utrecht in the Netherlands. I would like to discuss a recent paper entitled Development and Validation of a Lifetime Risk Model for Kidney Failure and Treatment Benefit in Type 2 Diabetes. Worldwide, the number of people with type 2 diabetes is rapidly rising, and type 2 diabetes is associated with a higher risk of developing kidney failure. Damage to the kidneys takes many years to accrue, and treatments to prevent or postpone kidney failure are most effective when started early in the disease course. However, for individual patients, the risk of kidney failure, as well as the absolute benefit that one may gain from treatment, varies. It depends on the combination of risk factors, how long the treatment is supposed to last, and the overall life expectancy for this person. Therefore, we developed a prediction tool allowing for 10-year and lifetime estimation of kidney failure risk as well as benefit from preventive treatment in people with type 2 diabetes. The model was developed in more than 500,000 individuals with type 2 diabetes from the Swedish National Diabetes Register and validated in more than 250,000 individuals with type 2 diabetes from the Scottish Care Information Diabetes Database. The clinical characteristics used for predictions were easily available patient characteristics, including sex, age, current smoking, a history of cardiovascular disease, use of insulin, duration of diabetes, kidney function, blood pressure, body mass index, blood glucose level, and cholesterol level. The predictions were adjusted for all-cause mortality as a competing risk in order to avoid overestimation of predicted risks and treatment benefits. The model performed well in discriminating which patients would actually develop kidney failure, and calibration showed good agreement between predicted and actual risks of kidney failure. Additionally, we developed a decision support tool which allows for estimating lifelong benefit from treatment, including smoking cessation, blood pressure lowering, blood glucose lowering, as well as initiation of treatment with a renin-angiotensin system inhibitor and more novel treatments including SGLT2 inhibitors and GLP-1 receptor agonists. The measures for estimating treatment benefit are percentage absolute risk reduction, but also life years gained free of kidney failure. The decision tool developed is easy to use in clinical practice and enhances personalized medicine by showing estimates of individual lifetime risk and benefit from different preventive treatments. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our co-authors and invite you to read our article. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.